At age 46, Galileo was no young kid in 1610, but events that year changed his life and our take on the universe. They involved the colossal planet Jupiter, which right now is at its closest and brightest. The story actually started 2 years earlier, when a Dutch eyeglass maker created the first telescope. When Galileo heard about it, he was one of the few who could duplicate the instrument sight unseen. Galileo soon turned his telescope to the sky. Bam! The moon, regarded since ancient Greek times as a smooth body with oceans, was now visibly pockmarked with mountains and craters. The Milky Way's creamy glow burst into untold separate stars. Wonder upon wonder, the sun had spots and rotated, but it was Jupiter, shining brilliantly in Taurus the Bull, that proved the most amazing and controversial. On January 7, 1610, Galileo saw three stars lined up alongside the dazzling planet. By the 13th, he had watched them change position each night, spotted a fourth as well, and realized they were orbiting around that world. This, 405 years ago, was no small thing. At the time, church doctrine insisted that Earth is the center of all motion. So Galileo saw no benefits after he published his startling discoveries. Instead, it brought him up on charges, forced him to recant at penalty of being burned at the stake, and left him to die penniless. But fast forward to our modern times, and Jupiter is now being orbited by a marvelous spacecraft that bears the name Galileo. With any cheap telescope, you can duplicate Galileo's discoveries. There isn't a better month to watch Jupiter than now. You'll see those four moons, and horizontal black and yellow belts and zones on the planet itself, like the stripes on a bee. Jupiter is out all night long in the constellation Leo, but you don't need to know that. Just find the brightest star in the sky anytime after 6 p.m. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.